light, power, and communications ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be those views of Deanna Spingola. And if you don't know Deanna, you really should read her articles. They're regularly posted up at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And we're going to be talking this afternoon about Diego Garcia. Now, you know, there are a lot of things that are never mentioned in the American media. You'll never see any mention of the great hunger where the Chinese communists starved to death. Probably, between 30 and 44 million Chinese back between 54 and 62. We just never mentioned that. It's like it never occurred because, after all, aren't the Chinese communists wonderful? And didn't Timothy Geithner go over there to actually go to college? And don't the Rockefellers have extensive holdings over there as well as the Bushes? And to the Chinese communists, we never mentioned about the brutality of this horrible regime that is to this very day imposing a one-child policy. And we don't talk about, so many things, but one of them we don't talk about is Diego Garcia and what happened to the inhabitants of this island. And certainly this is the major American naval base in the Indian Ocean. It's out there. It gives America the ability to dominate that part of the world. But what happened to the people who were there? Well, Deanna has done a wonderful article on this. You can find it at News with Views, but I want her to tell you the story because it's another example of how the media in America controls our news and information. And as it has been said in the past, you know, those who don't listen to television or read a newspaper are uninformed. But those who do read the newspaper and listen to the radio and television are misinformed, because they simply censor our news. So, Deanna, why don't you tell, first of all, why did you get interested in Diego Garcia? And, of course, what's the story?
Well, I first heard about Diego Garcia a couple of years ago. And I'm always very interested in populations that are vulnerable and have been victimized. And this is certainly a population, like the Native Americans in the United States, in America, were victimized, and land was seized because of the resources on that land. The same thing happened in Diego Garcia, and it's something that we don't hear about. And the island was seized in order to perpetuate the military domination throughout the world by the U.S. military. And they seized this island and for that purpose, to build a military base. But there was a lot of legislation and a lot of behind-the-scenes kinds of secret meetings between the British and the United States government before this could happen. And the island was populated. it had been populated basically since the mid-1700s when a few French colonialists settled on the island of Diego Garcia, and that is part of the Chagos Archipelago. And it is situated in the Indian Ocean. And they brought in slaves from several places, and they built coconut plantations for the production of oil. And so this happened a couple of hundred years ago, and these people stayed and developed a culture. Many of them joined Christian churches. They had their own lives. They had boats. They fished. They lived in cottages. They gardened. They had pets. They raised livestock. They developed villages. They had a school, a church, a prison, and a small railway. It was, to the islanders, a peaceful, natural, beautiful paradise.
And they still, of course, were raising the coconut oil, coconuts
right.
and coconut oil.
Right. It was still a production. It was basically the only industry on the island, and they were totally self-sufficient. They did grow their own food, and they worked with the in the oil. And it was a wonderful life until 1961. When Admiral Grantham of the U.S. Navy was charged with finding a suitable island site for a military base that would give Washington domination in the Indian Ocean. So over the course of the next 3 years, Grantham's group visited two islands, and they chose Diego Garcia. And so in February of 1964, they had to meet with Great Britain, the officials in Great Britain, because Diego Garcia was part of Mauritius. And, of course, the U.S. had absolutely no interest in that nation island. And so what they had to do was orchestrate some sort of a detachment from Mauritius in order for them to just seize the island that they were interested in. And so what they had to do was negotiate. Great Britain had to negotiate with the government of Mauritius to grant them some sort of independence. And it was a conditional independence, though. They would be granted independence only if they would relinquish their control over this group of islands. Now, there's 65 islands. Only two of them were habitable, but they had to relinquish their responsibility over those islands, and which they did. And so Mauritius got a form of independence. They also got £3 million for their relinquishing of these islands. And so then the British and the Americans met. The British actually granted independence on March the 12th, 1961. And thereafter, as part of the scheme, the British government then established a new colony consisting of the Chagos Islands, and they called this the British Indian Ocean Territory. And this would facilitate clearing the island of the indigenous population.
But, of course, all this is in violation of international law, which, of course, the English and the Americans espouse, oh, we've got to have world rule through world law. But this was a violation of the law, wasn't it?
Sure it was. It violates decency laws that they were planning on basically the reason that the British let go of this, or let Mauritius have independence, was so they could change the status of the islanders and make them sort of a floating population. And one of the gentlemen, one of the officials said, okay, we need to make this a floating population and to make up the rules as we go along. And so Mauritius was granted this independence on March 12, 1968. And then they had to devise a way of getting rid of the 2,000 people who populated the island. And in order to do this, they had to change their status. And so they created some legislation that basically said, even though these people had lived there for 200 years, their ancestors had lived there since the the mid-1700s, and they'd been there for the latest people that came there were like in 1850.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Deanna Spingola. But this is another example, just like with the American Indians, disenfranchising them. Only now this is during our lifetimes. And men and women become certainly accessories to evils they fail to oppose.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Deanna Spingolin. As I was saying, you know, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And most people out there in the listening audience have never heard what happened to the people who lived on Diego Garcia. It was their land. They owned it. They'd owned it for hundreds of years. And the American Navy, because they are under the control of the internationalists who want to dominate the world, who want an American empire, who want America, not to defend itself, but to control all the nations of the world and then move them into this one world government. The high-ranking American officials decided they were going to take the land away from the people and depose them, take them away their property, and leave them penniless in a strange land. And that's exactly what happened. And you're never going to hear about this for regular channels because they don't want you to know. This is the sort of thing that the invisible government does, not the government that we know and love. But wicked people have seized control of our government. They control both political parties. They control the presidency. And if you haven't heard my talk on the financial Armageddon, where I go into the background of the Trilateral Commission, and the fact that between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. And David Rockefeller, in his own memoirs, talks about how he's been accused of being part of a secret cabal that's conspiring against the best interests of our country and working to create a new international order. And then he goes on to say, if that's the charge, I am guilty. Well, they're the people who control our government. What are you going to do about it? Go ahead with the story, Deanna, because it's such a tragic story of people like you and I living, in our homes, just wanting to be left alone. And if it happened to them, it could happen to us. Go right ahead.
Okay. So the British and the American government made a deal. Britain received $14 million discount on the Polaris missile system that they wanted, that was sold to the Royal Navy, and we got a 50-year lease. Now, of course, the 2000
a 50-year lease on Diego Garcia.
Right. Without even telling the people that lived there, they were completely uninformed. They were never consulted, and these were technically British subjects. There were over 2,000 of them. And their presence or population of any kind on any of the 65 islands would not be tolerated once the U.S. military base was established on Diego Garcia. Now, the U.S. Congress authorized the construction of the base in December of 1970. And up until March 1971, that's when the U.S. Military moved in, Diego Garcia's main source of income was from the profitable copra oil plantations. Now, copra oil from Diego Garcia and the other oil islands had previously provided fine machine oil and the lighting fuel for Europe. And so the coconut harvest on Diego Garcia had remained fairly constant. They harvested about 4 million nuts annually, and were able to produce them and have an income in addition to what they provided from their own gardens and livestock. And so when the Americans moved in, Britain purchased the copra companies, there were three of them, and immediately closed them down. And then after they closed down the industry, they embargoed all the supply ships. They blocked supply ships carrying food and medicine to Diego Garcia. Now, the Brits have done this before. They've done a lot of embargoes. In fact, they were very well known for embargoing small countries. And so, and then, if individuals did have to leave the island temporarily for urgent medical care or for other legitimate reasons, they were not permitted to return. Imagine leaving your house in the morning, thinking that you were returning that evening, and being told that you couldn't ever go back. And so then they began to transport alleged transient laborers. Remember that when they made this new entity, this new government entity, they changed the status of all the residents on the island. They made them not residents, but transient laborers, which is unbelievable. And they didn't even tell the people. Did not even tell them. And so the Americans had arrived by the time that Sir Bruce Greatbatch, who is the governor of another island called Seychelles, and Greatbatch was charged with another sanitizing project. He was to eliminate the islanders' pets. Now, the islanders loved their dogs, they loved their cats, and the children, of course, loved their pets. But he began by rounding up about 1,000 animals who were then gassed with the toxic exhaust fumes from the American military vehicles. This was a collaborative effort. The Brits did not do this by themselves. The Americans had already arrived. Now, from this gassing, not all the animals perished. And so he devised another method of getting rid of them. Now, when the industry was strong, they had what is called a coconut calorifier. And what this is, it's a long, low brick shed. And there are two shelves in this shed, one above the other. And the upper shelf had held the coconut flesh. The lower shelf held coconut husks, which were then set afire. And this was economic, and it required no extra fuel, and the flesh above cooked and expelled its water content to create the copra, which is an edible fat from which the oil is produced. Now, instead of using this shed now for coconut, it was going to be a ghastly funeral pyre for these poor animals. So they took a ton or so of husks, stacked them in the building, and set them aflame, sending up hot licking flames and billows of ominous black smoke. Greatbatch then used rifles, strips of strychnine laced beef, and whips made from palm fronds to round up the surviving animals. The living were all herded in, and the already dead were dumped inside the shed. Greatbatch had the hellfires restoked. The calorifier was tightly sealed to prevent possible escape by these poor, desperate animals, and the animals either suffocated or were burned alive.
But, of course, the whole thing was to intimidate the islanders, to instill fear in them.
Exactly. And after this horde act was over, then Greatbatch inspected the animals to make sure that they were all dead. And so now the beloved pets were no longer a nuisance, is what they referred to them as, a nuisance.
And then they began to round up the people. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, imagine if they did that in your communities, rounded up and killed all the pets. And But then we've seen them, actually, when the ATF goes in to, you know, attack people. They usually kill the animals ahead of time. They did it with Randy Reaver. They did it in Waco. And would they do it with you?
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. NUREVonline.com. Improve your life today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Of course, our guest is Deanna Spingola. Before we go on with the story of the tragic victims of the tragic population of Diego Garcia, Deanna, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes. My website is spingola.com.
And Deanna does a lot of historical research. We've had her on many, many issues dealing with the New World Order. She's in the process of writing a book on that. But she does meticulous research, and we're indebted to her for the work she does, and always a pleasure to have her with us. So tell us now, of course, the story that just rounded up all the pets and gassed them and then burned those that survived alive. And, of course, you're never going to read about this in the media. Why, people would be incensed to think that our government would do this. No, it was not our government. It's the invisible government that has stolen our freedom, has stolen control of our government. It makes mockery of the two-party process. Do you think what's gone on in Iran recently is crooked? They do exactly the sort of things here in the United States. They steal elections. They stole the 2004 elections, where the exit polls show that John Kerry won the election. election, but when they counted the votes, why, this one precinct with 800 people had 1,200 votes for George Bush. And as they say, it doesn't really matter how people vote. It's who counts the votes in Ohio. Actually, the Green Party and the Libertarians, I believe it was, actually paid to have a recount of the vote. And the Republican officials actually falsified it, and they went to prison. Not a word in the media any more than any word about the trial that was held to identify the people who killed Martin Luther King. We have a four-tape set on that. But so you're not going to hear the story of Diego Garcia through regular channels. You tell the story for us, Deanna.
Thank you. So the remaining population, fearing that they might be next to go into that funeral pyre, were loaded onto ships and they were sent off, and they were told, one of the witnesses said, that U.S. officials threatened to bomb them if they refused to leave. They were allowed one suitcase. Personal family records were confiscated. The records of births, deaths, marriages, everything was gone, their ancestry, their culture, their history. And this is somewhat like what happened to their early ancestors, whose names and origins were insignificant to those who kidnapped and enslaved them. On one journey in rough seas, the Copra Company's horses, apparently they had been spared the fate of the other island animals, were allowed on the deck, while women and children were forced to go below decks, sleep on a cargo of bird fertilizer without fresh water. When the islanders arrived in the Seychelles, they were force-marched up a hill to a prison where they were incarcerated until they were transported to Mauritius. Once in Mauritius, they were simply abandoned on the deck, on the docks. So between July 27, 1971, and May 26, 1973, all remaining residents were forcibly removed from the island. They didn't receive any resettlement or integration assistance. And remember that Mauritius was a very fast-paced life. It was totally different than what they had experienced on the island.
Now, where was Mauritius, Deanna?
It was about 1,000 miles away, basically.
I mean, was it west? Was it by the Seychelles or what?
It was close to, let me find a figure for you here.
Oh, don't bother looking up. I thought you might know. But go ahead. Anyway, they're on Mauritius, and they're just abandoned. They're not given anything for their land. They're not given anything to compensate them. They don't have anything to live on. They're penniless, and they're just cast on the dock there.
Exactly. They did not receive any immediate help. There was some token payments 7 years after the fact, just token payments to a few people. And remember, they were used to fishing and oil pressing. And Great Batch said, and I quote, "These people have little aptitude for anything other than growing coconuts. They are unsophisticated and untrainable." Unquote. In other words, these gentle people were obviously expendable. And so they were dumped in Mauritius, and there were no jobs. There was high unemployment already in Mauritius. Even low-paying domestic service jobs were almost impossible to find. These poverty-stricken islanders suffered discrimination. Their health suffered. The food that they could acquire was wholly different from the food that they had grown on the island. About 12 years after the fact, after these people were dumped on in Mauritius, the British government gave the Mauritius government an extremely modest financial compensation. And this is 12 years later. Too little, too late. Small plots of land were issued to some of the victims who typically had to sell them to pay for the indebtedness that had resulted from 12 years of destitution. However, in order to receive that pitiful reimbursement, each person had to sign a document renouncing every single right to return to Diego Garcia. So the U.S. military got what they wanted. They basically had a mass kidnapping preceded by this conspiracy with the British Parliament and the U.S. Congress. There were no newspaper reports. After the base was constructed, journalists were invited to visit the base, and their report was as predicted. The newspapers reported that now the U.S. Air Force could fly out to bomb Afghanistan and Iraq from the uninhabited island of Diego Garcia, never knowing that this island had previously been very much inhabited by people who had been there for over 200 years. So until very recently, the British Foreign Office website totally denied the very existence of the people, and they were British citizens. They should have been protected. Knowledgeable politicians whose job it is to protect the rights of the citizens were totally silent about this ethnic cleansing, and that's exactly what it was. They desecrated the culture. They desecrated the history of these poor, gentle, brown-skinned people. And seven British governments totally ignored the plight of these vulnerable people. Our own government totally ignored, didn't help these people. The indigenous population of Diego Garcia were considered expendable by the power elite, who routinely seized prime real estate, either for resources or location, inhabited or not. And it's very interesting that Diego Garcia, it's about 16 miles long, it's 6 miles wide. And since 2001, it has been one of the destinations for the CIA rendition flights. It is the location of one of the CIA's secret prison programs. It was confirmed by the U.S. General and the Council of Europe, a human rights watchdog, that this is what the island is used for. The other thing that's very interesting is that in 2004, in December 2004, when the tsunami hit Indonesia and several other islands, the Navy on Diego Garcia was warned about the tsunami. They were warned about the seismic activities beneath the ocean, and they did not experience any damages, and they did not warn Indonesia, they did not warn Thailand, or any of the other areas over there that received devastating damage.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Deanna Spingola. If you have a question, give us a call. 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Deanna Spingoli. If you're out there and you have a question, 1-800-259-5791. But Deanna said to me, this is a tragic story, and we've seen the same thing happen with the people in the South Pacific Islands and the atolls where they wanted to use the nuclear explosion. But there have been so many similar stories totally suppressed by the media, Operation Keel Haul, where they repatriated 6 million Russians to be executed at the end of the Second World War. The fact that we abandoned 25,000 of our soldiers and to die in the Kulag after the Second World War. We actually had the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report on POWs and MIAs that covers that. We have a DVD that tells you about Operation Keel Haul, Operation, you know, Paperclip, where we brought the Nazis and helped them to escape to South America. Over 10,000 of the worst of the Nazis, and we brought them there. All of these stories are suppressed, Deanna, and I think what you're doing is bringing out the historical facts is so vitally important.
Well, I really love history, and I think we can learn so very much by looking at what's happened in the past. Then we can kind of look and see what's going on now and be able to have some sort of context for what we believe in and our perceptions. But so much of this, as you've said, has been concealed because, of course, they don't want us to know what they've done or what they might do in the future or what they will do in the future. You asked me where exactly Diego Garcia is. It's just about midway between Africa and Asia. It's about 1,000 miles from the southern India coast. And so it's very strategically located, and it gives complete access to the Middle East. And this is where the planes flew out to bomb Afghanistan and Iraq in 2001 in Afghanistan and March 2003 in Iraq. And you know, I do not understand how people can sleep at night. One of the individuals in the British government, the Undersecretary of the Foreign Office, said in August 1966, his name was Sir Paul Gore Booth, he said, "We must surely be very tough about this. The object of the exercise was to get some rocks that will remain ours. There will be no indigenous population except seagulls." And I think, how can people be so heartless and corrupt and cruel to put other things above humanity, above human life?
Well, I think the thing is that it is the media that is complicit in this, the leaders of the media. Oh, maybe reporters know about it, but if they were to tell the truth, they'd lose their job.
Sure.
And so most of them are simply go along to get along. This is the same thing in academics. I talked to a fellow just yesterday in academic life, and because he dared to speak out and tell the truth, he was a professor, he came under tremendous pressure. Lots of professors have actually lost their teaching positions, have been hounded and harassed and threatened. I remember talking to Dr. Limebach up at the University of Toronto, wanted him to talk about how they're poisoning our children with fluoride. And he said, "I can't come on your radio program. I've been threatened, and I'm not going to risk my profession and my family to go onto the radio." Harvey Limebach. These things really do happen in America today, and it's time people understood it.
They do. They do. And it is a shame. And people, the colleges that receive government grants, well, the government can use those grants to intimidate and to control the professors, and they do lose their jobs. And, you know, the government has their hand in so many things. And with the media, it used to be there were 50 radio stations, 50 really big companies that produced the news. That was that as recent as 1987. And then all of a sudden you have the Federal Communications Commission coming in, and now we're down to about 5 media giants who all make money off of warfare and make money off of the things that are going on, and they control the news. And you were right when you said, you know, people who read the newspaper and watch TV are misinformed, and yet they are not aware of it, because people have a trust. They don't believe, because they don't lie, they believe that other people aren't going to lie to them.
Well, I think we just need to learn how to reach these people. We need to learn to ask them, what about the Bilderbergers? Why do you think it's never mentioned in the media today? Why is Operation Keel Haul never mentioned in the media today? Why is Operation Paperclip never mentioned in the media today? Why is Project Echelon, Echelon, never mentioned today? But, of course, we have the advantage because people can go onto the Internet and read about these things, and so refer them to the Internet and tell them that some of the articles will be planted by the people who are trying to conceal the truth, but at least some of the articles up on the Internet are true, and to try to ferret out the truth on their own, because men and women do become accomplices to the evils
they
have to oppose. Deanna, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us again. I appreciate everything you do, and you're a wonderful guest.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me back. That's wonderful. I do appreciate being on your show.
Well, we appreciate having you. God bless. Well, that was Deanna Spingolin. Of course, you can read her articles at newsreviews.com. You can read Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and a number of the people that we have on come from newsreviews.com. In fact, the man who actually publishes, the editor of News with Views, Paul Walters, we carry the book he has reprinted called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1899. It was a story about the battle between the banks and the people, the battle that is being fought today. As the banks intentionally created this whole financial contraction, they control the Federal Reserve System. They work within the confines of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and many of the people involved in banking are also deeply involved in the occult or in the secret societies that are involved in the occult, like the Trilateral Commission. And we're talking about Goldman Sachs. We're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase. We're talking about Citigroup. We're talking about Bank of America. We're talking about Wells Fargo. The latter two are tied into the Council on Foreign Relations. And the fact that nobody will tell you that simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, if you haven't yet laid in your supply of long-term storage food and you'd like to help Radio Liberty and you'd like to help yourself, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and we'll be glad to send you a catalog. If you'd like to get your Berkey water filter, if you'd like to lay in a supply of long-term storage food or Miracle 2 products or anything else, we carry so many things, but we carry them, first of all, it helps to finance what we do, but also we believe these things are important and we would not suggest you do something that we would not do or use a product that we would not use. And then, of course, we want to mention my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the DVD, or you can get the book. We suggest the book. You can get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and you can get the syllabus that goes with that. You can get my talk on the Financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. And the Financial Armageddon explains how they created the whole problem, what their goal is, and it tells you who Obama is. Who is Obama? How did he get to be the president? Is there an invisible force behind Obama? And we'll tell you all of these things. And then, of course, we have a great new DVD. We're just offering it today for the first time. It's called Obama Nation Part 1. Obama Nation Part 1. It's put out by our good friend Joe Schimmel. Excellent. And it's available. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to put things into their spiritual perspective, you need to get the 10-DVD set, Final Countdown. Now, you get them part one and part two, or get the two of them together at an especially reduced price, but get them and watch them and get other people to listen, because you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on. Unless you begin to actually connect the dots and begin to look objectively about what's going on, that's the Final Countdown. If you'd like to actually listen to this on a DVD, pardon me, on a CD, we have the first part of the programs are on something called the Final Countdown, pardon me, Countdown to Armageddon. That's Countdown to Armageddon. And that, of course, is on CDs, and it's parts 1 through part 5. So give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. You'll want to watch our new our new DVD of vaccines and brain development, and you'll certainly want to see the great new DVD we have. It's Pat Wood's story of the Trilateral Commission and how these people in the Trilateral Commission created the current financial crisis. It's just called Trilateral Commission and the Current Crisis. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank.